Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" Amen. Authority. The power or right to give orders, make decisions, and enforce obedience. From the beginning, our scripture is in part a story of authority. God, upon making humans, makes humankind, our scripture says, in the image of God. And then God makes humankind the stewards of all creation. Stewards, those that are called to look after, to care for, to tend to creation. And so man looks at all the animals in creation. And what does he do? He names them. Naming something is an act of authority, an act of power, and names have power. If you have ever had a child or started a business, or more importantly, put together a band, you know what I mean. Names are powerful. Naming something is powerful. The name that we give something sets in motion an intended purpose, a mission. A name is a statement of identity and faith, because we do not yet know the outcome of the child or the business or certainly the band, but we know our faith in it. So we name it as a way of making our faith known and setting the intention of that faith to come to fruition. Jesus asks the man, "What is your name?" In this act of asking the man his name, Jesus was asking a much deeper question. He was asking, "What is your purpose? From where does your authority and power come?" So the man responds. And what does he say his name is? Yes, Legion. Y'all, really? Come now. Legion is defined as a multitude or host of men. 3,000 to 6,000 men in the ancient Roman army. Legion literally means empire. This man says to Jesus, from where he is in that moment, his only authority and power comes from empire. He is full of a vast host of violent men whose job is to protect the law and the authority of empire. And it has made him mad, insane, demon-possessed. This man did not live in a house, but a tomb. This man, Legion, was so deeply possessed by empire that he could not even dwell with others, but could only live alone in a tomb because part of him was dead. What is your name? Jesus had compassion for this man, Legion, possessed by empire, driven to the madness of isolation. Jesus had compassion and wanted to restore him to humanity, to community. Jesus wanted to give him a new name, a new identity, one of belongingness, of worth, of oneness. Identity, the fact of being, who or what a person or thing is. What is your name? Before Paul was the Apostle Paul, he was Saul. Saul's job was to persecute and murder Christians for the purpose of the empire. But as we know, Saul had a conversion moment going from blind to seeing, a miracle of spiritual insight, not literal sight. But it is much later, after seeing clearly, that Saul chooses to go by his Roman name of Paul. What is your name? Saul becomes Paul not to shift his identity from Hebrew to Roman, because he had always had both names, and in that world he had always carried both identities. He chooses to use both names, and then more often the name Paul, when he begins to move about in the Gentile world to take this message of the way to others. He chooses this name to create a sense of connection with those that were not Jewish. This was Saul's way of establishing connection, oneness, between himself and those he sought to be in relationship with that were different from him. It was his choice to create connection. We've been talking a lot these last few weeks about oneness. The Holy Spirit comes so that all may be one. The Trinity is, in essence, our expression of oneness. The Trinity is our way of understanding how God works through and in relationship to attain oneness. Our original intent, through being made in the likeness of God, is to be one. What is your name? Legion. Empire, however, attempts to subvert that original intent of oneness, to serve its purpose, to gain authority and power over people for the sake of hoarding resources. Because oneness is a great threat to empire. What is your name? And he said his name is Legion. What did the growing empire of the newly forming United States do to the children it took from indigenous people of this land? It renamed them. What did empire do to those it enslaved from Africa? It renamed them. Empire renamed all of these humans for the purpose of subverting those people's original intent, to attempt to divide them from their people, their community, their home, and claim them as property of empire, for the purpose of empire. He said his name was Legion, but Jesus knew that was not who he was. Jesus knew he was not meant to live alone in a tomb, isolated, possessed by empire. Jesus knew he was meant to live, to return home to his original intent of living in loving community. And so Jesus healed him, drove the multitude of violent impulses out of him into unclean animals. And then the healed man begged Jesus to stay with him. But Jesus said, "Return to your home." Jesus brought him out of the isolation of the death that is empire into community. Return to your original intent. Return home to oneness, to love. And so it says the man returned to the city, to community, proclaiming all that Jesus had done for him, proclaiming love. In our epistle today, Saul, now called Paul, travels out into the city, proclaiming all that Jesus had done for him. He called himself Paul so that the Gentiles, the non-Jewish people, would be able to relate to him, to feel a sense of connection with him. And from that place, Paul says, "Now, before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law. The law was our disciplinarian until Christ came. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God. Empire divides and isolates. Christ unites. Paul says, in Christ, there is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male or female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. What is your name? From where does your authority come? What is your purpose? For us, our identity comes from our baptism. To seek and serve Christ in all persons, to love our neighbor as ourselves, to respect the dignity of every human being, to work for justice and peace. That is who we are now. This is our only authority. We are now disciples of Christ, of oneness, of love. This is our purpose and our original intent. This is our discipline. This is our home. This is where we find true life. Empire will try and fill us with legions, a multitude of impulses that divert us from this purpose of love and justice. Empire will attempt to make us think that we are here for their purpose, to gain power for the sake of hoarding resources. But friends, that is a lie. We are so much more than a legion. Set out for the purpose of empire, we are children of God. One in Christ, no longer male or female, Jew or Greek, slave or free. We are one in Christ, disciples of love. And there truly is no greater purpose than this. To be one and to walk the way of Jesus, which is the way of love. And so we too must heal the legions among us and within us. We must heal those that have been isolated, divided from this original intent of love. That is our work, to first heal ourselves and then to pour that love out into the world for the sake of all, loving God, neighbor, and self. What is your name? What is your name? Child of God. Same as yours. Same as yours, same as yours, same as yours. We are all children of God. That is our name, and this is where our authority comes from oneness. What is our purpose? What is our mission? To love, to seek and serve, to work for justice. And now with that authority, return home. Go out into the city and proclaim all that God has done for you. Amen.